This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a new goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas pollution by 50 to 52% by 2030. As he kicked off a virtual global summit on climate change with dozens of other world leaders, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told 40 world leaders the science is undeniable. Climate change threatens everyone, and they must act now.
The cost of inaction keeps mounting.
He's pledging to cut American fossil fuel emissions in half by decade's end, which will need by far the most ambitious U.S. climate effort ever. In Beijing,
China looks forward to working with the international community, including the United States.
And Moscow.
Russia is genuinely interested in galvanizing international cooperation.
Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin said through interpreters they're on board to fight climate change, with neither mentioning their own sharp rivalries with the U.S. or making specific pledges. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Officials in Pakistan said Thursday the death toll had risen to at least five from an overnight suicide car bombing at a luxury hotel in Quetta, which apparently targeted visiting Chinese diplomats. The powerful explosion ripped through the parking lot of the Serena Hotel, injuring at least 13 people, some of them critically. Security sources said the bomber detonated the vehicle-borne explosives just before China's ambassador to Pakistan was due to arrive back at the hotel from a dinner party elsewhere in the city. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group claimed responsibility for the bombing. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Wenbin said at a daily briefing Thursday that Beijing strongly condemns the bombing and extended sympathies to the victims. This is VOA News.